Names of God. We learn a lot about God from the names given to him in Scripture. One name is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord of our righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us that God made Jesus, who knew no sin to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Especially if you got that there plantar fasciitis. Spanning the globe to bring you, well, to be transparent, the stuff that I thought was really good that you sent to idea@wretched.org, but it wasn't quite enough to fill an entire segment. So you slap them together into a big pile, put on some ancient theme music, and call it Wide World of Christian Stuff. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, you ever had that there plantar fasciitis business?
I don't think...
It's the bottom of your foot.
Uh-huh.
Which, I gotta tell you, I am experiencing so much unpleasantness, not just from the plantar fasciitis business, but when I somehow found myself gimping because the pain on the bottom of your foot, the plantar is the tendon or it's the muscle, whatever it is, it goes kafritz and it hurts like a nobody's business on your heel. It is like somebody took a ball peen hammer and just went bang on the bottom of your foot. Mwah! So I go to the YouTube machine, like we all do to diagnose our malady, discovered it's plantar fasciitis. And the cure for it, it depends on which video you watch. I have never seen more conflicting information. One video, you don't want to do this one thing. The next video, this is the one thing you need to do. Everybody's talking about it, but nobody seems to have any agreement about what to do on the plantar fasciitis. And now, just to add misery to my suffering, not only does the right heel just sing, every time I turn on the YouTube machine, I get videos that show the bottom of people's feet. I don't need that, YouTube. I don't need it at all. And speaking of YouTube, let's span the globe, shall we? There's a new trend out on the YouTube machine that you should know about, Mom and Dad. It's called Spawnism. You ever heard of it? Me neither. Spawnism. Well, I'll just read the headline. And Jimmy, if you'd be so kind to translate this for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd be grateful.
All right.
A Roblox cult called Spawnism. You got the translation on that for me?
My headphones went out.
I don't have any. A Roblox cult? Roblox. Here it is in the article. It's like YouTube, but for video games. Okay. So think a YouTube platform where the kids go to play games, adults too. One of these games is called Forsaken. It features a cult that worships the spawn, hence spawnism, I presume. The characters believe the spawn will grant a second life when you die. Is there anything that offers that isn't a video game? According to Game the Media, this game is now telling the kids to harm themselves, and they are. Spawnism Discord servers were encouraging members, including teenagers, to perform disturbing rituals. Reports emerged of self-harm, carving the spawn symbol into skin as a blood offering. Don't you love it when the world apes Christianity? We know it's true, but we don't want it. So we'll just make up our own version of stuff. Shares graphic images and even rumors of auto-cannibalism. Jimmy, you want to translate that one for me?
It's the act of a person eating parts of their own body.
All righty then.
Yep.
On TikTok, blood sacrifice tutorials racked up millions of views, blurring the line between meme and method. It's called Spawnism. The servers are also reportedly popular grounds for pedophiles looking for vulnerable children. The internet. It's called Roblox. Want to make sure that you know what your kids are looking at. And speaking of video games, here's a trend. Honestly, okay, don't want to start a denomination, but maybe it's time for the church to start encouraging men to put down their joysticks. And I'm talking about the men. I'm not talking about children. Kids play games. I get that. I'm not sure that they're healthy or good for them. Nevertheless, at some point, you put childish things behind. I think I've heard that somewhere. You stop playing games. Chuck E. Cheese is going the Disney route by catering to adults who want to do kids stuff in their arcade. Cool. Dave, the CEO of Chuck E. Cheese, said the spinoff is a natural evolution for the company following the remodel of its 500 locations and sees it as an opportunity to extend our arcade legacy into new formats that engage both lifelong fans and a new generation through a curated mix of retro classics and cutting-edge experiences. And they serve food and alcohol. That's the Chuck E. Cheese catching on to the trend, just like Disney, apparently. Amusing adults. Can adults have amusements? Yes. But there are some amusements that need to be left behind. And I can't make a law where there is no law. Believe me, I would if I could. Video games, dude, you're wasting your life. Not just your time, your life. The hours and hours and hours that go into playing those games. For what purpose? Yeah, I know. It's fun, I guess, to each their own. But is it growing you? I mean, the amount of time some adults spend on video games, how do I know there's a lot of it? Because sometimes I watch HGTV, not a lot, getting kind of fried on the HGTV. So many of their characters drive me bonkers, the hosts of the shows. Nevertheless, it's this couple, they're going to look for a house. And he's got to have his man cave so he can set up his video games. At some point, you got to put it behind. Let's keep spanning the globe, shall we? Cool. Toronto and Houston, both erecting Hindu statues. That's a sign of the times. Now, I guess we could get into a debate about our Christian heritage and debate it, but this is certain. We're living in a different era. We're living in a different country. These are massive statues that were built and erected by the approval of the government. Ram, I think, is what it's called. This ain't the same America, is it? And I believe that one of the most underserved population groups inside of America, which actually shouldn't exist, we shouldn't have population groups. We need to be one culture. It's Indian people, as in from India. Do you see Indian churches? I don't. Maybe they exist. I've never seen one. I see Korean churches, which, by the way, in Korea, did you see the suicide rate for people over the age of 65? It is just going through the roof. And typically, somebody gets diagnosed and they don't want to be a burden to their families, so they commit suicide. It's tragic. But I see Korean churches all around Atlanta, at least where we live. I see all kinds of Presbyterian Korean churches. Where are the Indian churches? Is anybody I know a lot of churches have Hispanic churches. I think if I've got this right, in Toronto, maybe it's all of Canada, there's like 800,000 Indians. In Texas alone, there's 450,000 Indians. Are we missionarying them? They're just waiting to hear some good news that you don't have to worship 74,000 million deities and get dunked into a foul river to supposedly have your sins washed away. You can have them totally forgiven by Jesus Christ. It's a sign of the times. Here's another sign of the times. Sidney Sweeney. Ay, ay, ay. Have you been following this story? I tried to avoid it. Apparently, this young blonde-haired girl for American Eagle modeled jeans and had a double entendre. She's got good genes. G-E-N-E-S. Cross it out. J-E-A-N-S. See what they did there? And the left is saying, that's fascist. Because she's promoting eugenics. Because she's claiming that blonde hair and blue eyes is better. And she has better genes. Oh, man. John Grondelsky from First Things responds and asks, hey, as long as we're talking about eugenics, how's about talking about eugenics? You know, like abortion, selective reduction, sex selection. Oh, and how's about eliminating the disabled through abortion, prenatal diagnosis regimes, search and destroy missions for children that aren't just exactly perfect? What do you call that? You call that eugenics. From the article, The Brave New World of Artificial Reproduction, where your baby can be made to order by sex, hair, eye color, IQ, build, and so forth. What is that? That would be called eugenics. And so while the liberals are squawking ridiculously about an American Eagle gene commercial, as long as you brought up the subject, let's talk eugenics. Courtesy of everything that's non-Christian. This is Wretched Radio.
The world says you're broken, a victim of chemical imbalance, just another diagnosis and a long list of mental health labels. But what if they're wrong about you? What if there's a completely different perspective? Dr. Greg Gifford, a Fortis Institute fellow, is challenging everything you've been told about mental health. In our exclusive forum, Psychology versus Scripture, The Truth About Mental Health, Dr. Gifford will reveal why the Bible never describes anxiety, depression, or emotional struggles as diseases, but instead offers a framework of sin, suffering, and sanctification. You're not defined by psychiatric terminology, and there is a path to true transformation that medication alone cannot provide. Join us for an eye-opening Fortis Forum that will help you break free from worldly definitions and find lasting peace in Christ. You can watch this Fortis Forum available right now for free at FortisPlus.org. That's FortisPlus.org. Your journey to true transformation begins right now. Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promise to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether your marriage needs healing or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at FortisPlus.org. You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Krotz, Libby Gloss, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it. Use it. Share it. And then partner with us at FortisInstitute.org, because we truly believe the church deserves better. FortisInstitute.org.
Attributes of God. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 tells us that God is jealous. Jealousy is an intense desire to protect one's own glory, honor, and name. Since God is perfect, it is only right for him to protect his own glory. Take comfort knowing that God will receive glory, and his glory is good for you. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Blew it again. This is Wretched Radio. Eugenics, the subject is all the rage. And yet, those who are squawking because a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl did a jean commercial stating her genes are better is somehow an Aryan. Because, you know, that's what the Nazis taught, that blonde hair and blue eyes is better. So clearly, she's a Nazi. And that commercial from American Eagle is about eugenics, which is, can you even imagine American Eagle having a meeting going, all right, look, we think that blonde-haired, blue-eyed people are better. What can we do to persuade America that that's true? Excuse me, I hate to interrupt. How aren't we supposed to be selling genes? Genes, that's it. Genes. We'll create a double entendre and we'll foist it on America and get them to believe in eugenics. Utter nonsense when we see real eugenics happening all around us. And that is exactly where I biffed it, because I should have mentioned, if you go to FortisPlus.org, do not be deceived by the plus. It's all free. We did a resource a number of years ago called What Hath Darwin Wrought, where we presented the history of eugenics in Germany and America. It's really good. Went to California, Stockton, California, met with John G. West from the Discovery Institute. Oh, and his book, What Hath Darwin Wrought? Darwin Day in America. We called the resource What Hath Darwin Wrought? Darwin Day in America. And hearing the history of eugenics in America in high places, like Supreme Court high places, like Oliver Wendell Holmes, like Teddy Roosevelt, like Margaret Sanger from Planned Parenthood. We've been practicing eugenics in America for well over a century. It was all the rage by people who thought we need to cull the herd. We need to make sure that we root out mental illness. We need to make, which they did, by the way, they tried to do at the insane asylum. I think that's what they called it back then in Stockton. They would sterilize people, forced sterilization. That was going on in some states into the 70s. Eugenics is alive and well. It's an awesome resource. Encourage you to avail yourself of it. You can do that if you go to fortisplus.org and you can see all of our resources, but maybe particularly What Hath Darwin Wrought with John G. West. It's really, really good. Speaking of misguided worldviews, woke history teacher says Inca child sacrifices were kind, and critics have been brainwashed by white education. Quote from this government school teacher, the Incas practiced sacrifices like most other civilizations throughout history did. Oh, that's fascinating. Somebody that this bonkers is trying to say, well, it was kind of culturally normative. Well, yeah, that doesn't make it right. You know, sort of like chattel slavery. Every nation was doing that too, but we don't affirm that now, do we? This teacher using that argument to actually affirm human sacrifices in times of crisis, famine, natural disasters. Quote, when you're looking at the Incan civilization, you essentially have the ethics and everyone else. Sacrifices were volunteers from the elite classes because they believed that the elites were closer to the gods and could therefore appease them better. Huh. People actually volunteered to be sacrificed? That's almost like auto-cannibalism, Jimmy, where you eat your own body. Ugh. Can you, honestly, she knows this. They were volunteers. Do you have any sort of record of this? Do you have any footage that we could view where people said, hey, you know what? I'm from an elite family. And even though there's a famine and we're doing pretty well, I want to sacrifice myself because I think I can appease the deity. Utter nonsense. Furthermore, the Inca would intentionally use cocoa leaves and would use alcohol, something called chicha, C-H-I-C-H-A, and would drug up the sacrifice and leave them on a mountain to be exposed to the elements. And that's kind? And that's being a volunteer? No, that's barbarism. That's absolute paganism. And a government school teacher that they actually don't identify, but Matt Walsh commented on it, not the Bee talked about it, is an individual who is inside of a government school someplace teaching children. Let's go to, let's go back to Great Britain, shall we? 1 in 3 pregnancies, speaking of eugenics, in the UK now end in abortion. That's awful. Britain has 68 million people. Jimmy, we got 68 million people living in Alpharetta, if I'm not mistaken.
it feels like that
now that school's back in. Are you familiar with this school traffic? I had never heard of this before. What happened to school buses where we en masse would take children to school in one vehicle? Now the parents drive the kids get their own car, and traffic is brutal. Britain has 68 million people, a birth rate of 1.44, the lowest rate on record. America's at 1.66, by the way. And the lower fertility rate is, it's going to put an end to a nation if you don't replace yourself. But don't worry, they've opened up their borders too, so they've got plenty of people who are willing to take over their lovely nation. 247,000 British pregnancies ended in abortion in 2022. It's an increase of 13%. 1 in 3 pregnancies end in abortion. That's a sign of a sick society. Let me take you to Africa now, sort of. About a week ago, 2 weeks ago, Jimmy showed his covetous heart when somebody sent in a text saying that they've got a bunch of books from their pastoral library they're not using anymore they'd like to give away. And you revealed
what?
That you like books.
I do.
Especially when they're free books from somebody else.
That's right.
And I said, well, you know, give them away to somebody who could use them. You gave out your home address. That was a little inappropriate, if you don't mind me saying. But then I got an email from my dear friend, Highland. Makes my heart warm. Even when I just say the fellow's name, he is a dear friend. He sent a website address called globalgospelbooks.org. This is a ministry that will take used books and then they send them to Africa. So at least if you're in the Twin Cities, you can take advantage of this ministry that will take used good. Don't give them crummy ones. Give them good Christian books and they'll take them to Africa. They usually use shipping containers. So they wait till they have lots of them and then they get hopefully some free shipping and bring them to Africa. Now, if you're not in the Twin Cities, I suspect a little Googling, you might find a ministry like that in your hometown so that if you're not using books, why not bless somebody with them? Maybe you're a convert to electronic stuff and you just don't use them anymore. Then give them away to somebody who will actually take advantage of them. To Washington, Donald Trump to reverse Biden-era policy allowing VA hospitals to perform abortions. That's a good thing, isn't it? That there's, I know it's an executive order. I know it's just, it's going to be overturned, a lickety-split. But nevertheless, that is a good thing, isn't it? And couldn't we use more good things? Because we've got plenty of bad news, don't we? Specifically, how our brothers and sisters are being treated overseas. Christian persecution, it is on the rise. We are the number one persecuted religious demographic in the world. I know there seems to be a rise in anti-Semitism, but it's still Christians who are taking a shellacking around the globe. For instance, Africa. Muslims kill over 22,000 in Africa over the past year. Islamist groups have been responsible for over 150,000 deaths in the last decade, most of whom are professing Christians. Why? I'm sorry, President Bush, but it's not a religion of peace. It's a religion of the sword. That is how Islam was launched. That is how Islam grew. And that is still how many Muslims believe that they will usher in the end times once they take over the planet. And if the sword is needed, they're willing to wield it. But they're not the only ones. Let's go to India. At least two attacks on Christians are logged each day in India. Between January and May alone, 313 incidents were recorded. That doesn't mean those were the total number of incidents. Those are the ones that were reported. Viral hate, brutal mob violence, rampant social ostracization, courtesy of Hinduism. Headline number two regarding New Delhi. Hindu mob beat pastor unconscious, burned their Bibles. Churchgoers scatter. Lovely. In Indonesia, 200 Muslims storm Christian youth retreat, destroy property in Indonesia. That is just a sample. That's just the tip of the iceberg of how our Christian brothers are being persecuted overseas, which is why Jimmy and I regularly encourage you, please be praying for our brothers and sisters overseas. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.